Here at Paddy Power, we're the home of the Money Back Special, with some incredible offers every single week. Check out the website or app today. Terms and conditions apply. 18+ begambleaware.org.
Hello there and welcome along to the GAA Postcast in association with Paddy Power. It's the big one. Yes, it's All-Ireland final weekend. And to mark the occasion, we have named our best possible starting lineup. We have Aidan Fogarty, a former All-Ireland winner with Kilkenny, and Racing Post hurling expert Michael Mulvihill, as well as Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors, Paddy Power. So in keeping with tradition, but changing tradition a little bit, because it's All-Ireland final weekend, instead of our three quickfire questions, we have five quickfire questions for Aidan Fogarty and Michael Mulvihill. So, Aidan, the first one is for you. What has been the best game of the 2019 Hurling Championship so far?
So far, yeah. Well, I think DJ, I think the semi-final weekend in general was a brilliant weekend of hurling. It was badly needed in the championship. I felt, you know what, it's just plodding along. We're waiting for this. We're waiting for something to happen. And the semi-final weekend for me was the best weekend of hurling that we've seen. And on that, I thought the Kilkenny-Limerick game was just superb. I suppose I am a Kilkenny man. And, you know, I think back on the game, I actually tipped Limerick to win that game. I just couldn't see Kilkenny winning it. And it just came out with a typical Brian Cody kind of philosophy and just nailed Limerick. You know, hammer to hammer. They went for their big guns. They went for the half-forward line. And, you know, they said about tactics and all that. When you bring aggression, when you bring intensity, when you bring everything, that rawness to the game, you know, anything can happen and tactics go out the window. And I just thought the performance, and I've never seen so many Kilkenny supporters just so happy because they didn't think they were going to win the game and they're in and out of Ireland now out of nothing. So yeah, for me, it was definitely the Kilkenny-Limerick game.
Kilkenny and Limerick for you and for Michael Mulvihill.
Yeah, I'd agree. Definitely semi-final weekend, but it would have to be the Wexford Tip game on the Sunday for me. So the Limerick game was disappointing from a Limerick perspective, but thought Wexford and Tip, it was an unbelievable game. It had everything. It looked like Wexford were over the line, and Tip's comeback was incredible, really.
Yeah, no, it certainly was. I'd agree. I thought that Wexford Tipperary game was phenomenal. Okay, question number two. What has been your favourite moment of the 2019 Hurling Championship? We'll let you go first on this one, Michael.
Two stand out. Definitely Limerick winning the Munster from a Limerick perspective. They were unbelievable that day, and it was a great occasion for a Limerick fan. But also, the Leafs celebrations after beating Dublin were unreal to watch. I think we were all following Buff Egan's Snapchat that evening, watching the celebrations, and it was great to see them put in a big performance against Tip the week after as well. Show that it wasn't just a once off. So I'll be looking forward to seeing them again next year.
Yeah, cracking season for Leash. Aidan Fogarty, your favourite moment of the 2019 Hurling Championship?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Mine is the Leash saga, I suppose we'll call it. You know, they won the McDonagh Cup, that was their All-Ireland, but to go on then and to beat Dublin and to play in play against Tipperary in Croke Park, you know, that's stuff of dreams. And, you know, Leash are just right beside me and you have great clubs right down the early, you have Camross and they're hurling people and they really love their hurling, and to see him in Croke Park against Tip, you know, looking over across at Hill 16 and they chant in the leash chant, you know, and even just bring it down to reality, bring it back down to kind of a GAA kind of a club scenario. You know, there was awful pictures after they're on the golf course and I seen a few cans here and there, and they were just enjoying the game, you know, which the GAA is all about. You can get caught up in all the tactics and how professional it's gone, but Leash has brought it back to kind of the GAA and the wholesomeness and the humbleness of it all.
They did, and now that they're decent at hurling, we're just going to have to write them a new chant, because this leash stuff, it's just like, come on, lads, come on,
yeah, give us something else.
yeah, like there's a rhyme zone that you can find something to rhyme with leash on the internet. Come on, lads. Okay, question number three. Who is your hurler of the year, Aidan Fogarty?
My hurler of the year is TJ Reid. It's probably up against the All-Ireland final, TJ Reid or Seamus Cannellan. TJ Reid is 5-6, Seamus is 7-4. But for me, I just think TJ edges it. It'll come down to obviously who wins on Sunday, but TJ scored 572 in the championship. He hasn't scored in the last two games, but his influence on the game has been instrumental. You know, he got man of the match against Limerick, not scoring from play. It'll just tell you the work rate and what he does around him and brings lads into the game. And when there's a ball to be caught or a free to be won or a pass to be given, it's TJ Reid that does it. And he's just brought his game to a whole new level. You know, he's an all-rounder now, I feel. And I think, you know, if it goes well from Sunday, he's up there with the all-time greats in Kilkenny, the likes of DJ Carey, the likes of Henry Shefflin, and could go down as one of the best hurlers of all time, you know. He's just He's just phenomenal. And all true, when Kilkenny were struggling, he was the main man as well. You know, he scored 211 against Galway, 212 against Dublin, 112 against Carlow, and then teams copped on that they actually had man mark. For me, it's TJ Reid.
And you know what? I think you're right. If anybody wants, we'll talk about the game later in the show, but if anybody fancies Kilkenny, I would suggest, if you don't mind waiting for your money, I would suggest maybe potentially backing TJ Reid, because even if they're beaten, you still have a chance if nobody is really stand out for Tipperary. And if they win, even if he, God forbid, he gets injured early on, I think he'll still get it because he carried them to the All-Ireland final. So I think if you do fancy Kilkenny and you don't mind waiting, if you've got a few pounds tucked away and you don't mind waiting, I would suggest that the TJ Reid to be hurler of the year is a safer bet than just backing Kilkenny. Well, that's my theory anyway. Michael Mulvell, your hurler of the year.
I think if the hurler of the year was to be chosen tonight before the game Sunday, I think no doubt TJ will get it. But I think if I was to have a bet, it would definitely be on Noel McGrath, 6-1. He's been unbelievable for Tip this year. He scored 114 from play from midfield. And I was reading this morning, he's assisted 219 on top of that, which is an unbelievable contribution to make to an All-Ireland run. So I think at 6-1, if Tippers get over the line on Sunday, it would be between him and Seamus Callanan, and I think Noel has a fair chance.
Okay, so a bit of value there. 6-1, Noel McGrath for Hurler of the Year. Give us one bet to have on the All-Star market right now, Michael Mulvell. Just one bet going into the All-Ireland final. There's a little bit of value there. Where is it?
Yeah, it's hard to find value at this stage, but I'm going to go with my old friend Adrian Mullen. I think even money is still a good
odds for him. Is he even money?
Yeah. Considering most of the positions are fairly locked up at this stage, he's one of the only ones that kind of stands out that could be getting in there. I think of the forward line, four of the forwards are odds on already, so them positions are nailed down. So it's kind of between himself and Colin Fennelly to definitely get one of the spots, if not two.
Wow, I think that even money is a huge price. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, I think so.
Aidan, any bet you fancy for the All-Star market at the moment?
Yeah, Michael actually touched on it. I go for Colin Fennelly at 7-4. He's scored 3-10 in the championship so far. He scored 1-3 against Limerick the last day, and he's kind of nailed down kind of a full forward position for himself. Before, it was kind of a work rate. He was out the field, he was chased and running, but now Cody's told him just hang on the edge of the square. And as I said, like, the rest of the forwards are probably TJ, Canlan, Horgan, Chin, and then it could be between Mullen, Jason Ford and Colin Fennelly. But I think Colin is coming and he's going to be on James Barry, which is probably Tipperary's Achilles heel. And if he has a great All-Ireland, he could be a good bet at 7-4.
Okay, very interesting. So two Kilkenny men are the best bets in the All-Star market at the moment. And your fifth and final question, lads. Who is going to win the 2020 All-Ireland Hurling Championship, Aidan Fogarty?
Yeah, well, look, it's hard to do two in a row. We've seen that now from Limerick maybe this year, Galway last year.
Okay, so that rules Tipperary out. Go on.
And if Tipperary wins, I can't see him getting back to that level next year. I think maybe just they're just on the age and block. And, you know, I think they're in bonus territory at the minute. Kilkenny are up and coming, there's no doubt about it. If they win, they'll be in contention again next year. But if they lose, they also will be in contention next year, I think. But I'm looking at Limerick. I think they took the right off the ball a small bit. The big start that Kenny got at 1-8 to 2 points in the first 15 minutes really stunned them. And I think they'll just have regrets of all them wide, 18 wide in that match. The match was there for the winning. They have the panel of players. And I think Kylie will have learned so much from that game of just grounding them and just bringing them back to brass tacks. So I think Limerick next year will be definitely a good shout.
So another year without Cork winning the Lee McCarthy.
I'm afraid so,
oh,
DJ.
Oh, God. When are they ever going to do it? Unfortunately, I think you're right. I think if I was to have a bet now on next year's All-Ireland, it would be Limerick. Michael Mulvihill?
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I think Kilkenny, full credit to Kilkenny in the semi-final, but they kind of caught Limerick on the hop with that good start. And I think they still have a very young team. They'll only lose maybe 2-3 of their panel retiring this year, I would say. And they still have a nice few players coming on. So, yeah, I think they're probably the standout at the moment for next year.
Thanks very much, lads. And now it is time to bring Damien Fitzgerald into the game. Damien, we've got three quick-fire questions for you. And your first one is the usual one, and it's the one that everybody looks forward to. How was last weekend from a Paddy Power perspective? And what was your worst result? I presume it was bad.
It wasn't too bad, no.
Ah, no.
We laid a lot of Mayo So that was probably pretty good. We just couldn't stop playing Mayo. It wasn't great though. It was kind of okay. It was just kind of an even enough weekend. Obviously the Humes would match and handicap on both the bat matches weren't great. Conor Callaghan first goal was also a very poor result. So there was poor results, but yeah, it was probably about 50-50, about evens. We'll move on. When the two favourites won and beat the handicap, it wasn't too bad considering.
So tell me this, if Dublin go on and win the All-Ireland, will it still be a far better result than if Mayo won the All-Ireland?
It will, yeah. It will be a far better result than if Mayo had won the All-Ireland.
That is unbelievable. How stupid are we in Ireland? Like, how stupid are people to keep back at Mayo from one end of the year to the next? Like, in fairness, like, this is why Irish people have a bad reputation. Because Mayo is a better result for Paddy Power than Dublin winning the All-Ireland is. It's bonkers, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose like the thing is, at prices like 5-1, you're always going to get people putting tenors and stuff like that on. So the match results at prices like that can be very poor. And then obviously you lay the handicap on the other side. But yeah, it doesn't take that much money at 5-1 to make a very big liability, really. So that's kind of where it comes from a lot of the time.
Okay, sorry about that. That's my rant over for the day. Question number two. What was the biggest bet struck with Paddy Power last weekend? And who was it on? And if you say Mayo, I'm hanging up.
No, it was on Dublin. We took a 50 grand bet on Dublin for the All-Ireland at 2-5.
Nice.
And that's looking good right now. And for the match, the biggest bet we took was 20 grand on Dublin -2 at 2-5. So there was a bit of money around for Dublin, all right. So, yeah, they were... two biggest bets last
and
week.
And tell me this, were you playing the game in running? Were you working?
Yeah.
What was the biggest price Dublin went?
I think they went like about 1-2 just at halftime.
Okay, wow. Interesting. It looks good priced out. And your third and final question is, where has all the money been going ahead of the hurling final this Sunday? And what was the biggest bet so far this week?
Most of the early money has been on tip. We went up originally at 10 to 11 and we've moved that into 5 to 6 now. So there was a bit of money on tip. I think the biggest bet we took is 5.5 grand at the 10 to 11. So yeah, we'd expect bigger bets obviously as we get closer to the weekend. But yeah, most of the early money is on tip. But since we've gone 5 to 6, it's kind of been pretty even.
Yeah, I'd expect it'll be quite busy Saturday night, Sunday morning. People getting on before the game. So there are our quickfire questions. So it's time to move on to the big one. Yes, it is the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final. It's Croke Park. It's 3:30. It's live on RTE and Sky Sports. And it is the old traditionalists. It is Kilkenny v Tipperary. Who would have thought it at the start of the year? Certainly not me. Damien Fitzgerald, can we get some prices and handicaps?
Yeah, as I was just saying, Tipper 5-6, the draw is 8-1, and Kilkenny are 11-8. Handicap is 1, Tip -1 is evens, handicap draw is 11-1, and Kilkenny +1 is 10-11.
Damien Fitzgerald, sorry, yeah, go on.
Yeah, just in the lift, the cup prices, Tipper 4-6, and Kilkenny are 6-5.
Excellent. How on earth have Kilkenny resurrected their season? I don't think I had them in my top 5 at the start of the season. What have they done?
I think one thing that's really helped them is they've kind of got started getting some consistency into their team. Like in the Leinster matches, they were chopping and changing their team a lot. There was players kind of moving around and being in different positions and kind of players playing one week and kind of not there the next week. So I think since they got after Leinster final, they've kind of got their team down and they've found the right positions for a lot of their players. Obviously, players like Richie Hogan and Walter Walsh coming back has been a big... help, like they're just adding scoring power, and Adrian Mullen has emerged as well, and all that has taken a bit of the pressure off TJ, so he doesn't have to do as much. Like obviously he's been brilliant in the last two matches, but he hasn't scored from play, so he's able to concentrate more on kind of doing the kind of unseen work, and the other players are finishing, so he doesn't really have to do everything anymore.
And with Tipperary, Damien, like They have changed a little bit, and I suppose they've evolved from the team that won the All-Ireland, but there's still a lot of the same faces there. Do you see a different Tipperary team to the last Tipperary team that won the All-Ireland?
I think it's quite a similar team. Like there's probably about 10 or 12 of the same players on it. And like even it's set up very well. Like you'd probably have thought at the start of the year that a lot of the under 21s from last year would be coming in and starting for Tippy this year. But in fairness, the older lads have kept their places, and they probably deserve to keep their places. And I suppose with Liam Sheedy he knows the older lads and he trusts them to a certain extent. But like in the last game against Wexford, it was noticeable that a lot of the younger players coming out off the bench did kind of contribute, which maybe they hadn't been doing earlier in the season. So that's definitely something that might help Tip on Sunday. It's a good thing for them.
Now, Aidan Fogarty, you are close to the Kilkenny camp, although you've tipped against them a couple of times this season, so I'm not sure if they're all still talking to you. I'm not even sure if you've been able to leave your house for the last 3 months, but you know what's going on. You have your finger in the pie. You know everything that's going on in this Kilkenny camp. Are you hearing good stuff? Are lads going well in training? Is it a real positive vibe now after that surprise semi-final win over Limerick?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, it's definitely positive around Kilkenny. But typical Kilkenny being Kilkenny, there's very little coming out of the camp. You know, Tommy Welch at the Hurling for Cancer thing, and Barrick is obviously on the team, and he didn't know anything. And, you know, it's amazing how Brian Cody doesn't allow teams come out of the camp, which is a good thing, I feel. But around the county, we're just delighted to be in the All-Ireland. And, you know, I met one or two of the players downtown, and they're beaming, and these 3 weeks leading up to the game, it's a great time to be a hurler. Everything is a buzz, you know. You're getting your suits sorted, and you're in the limelight, and it's just you know, you're going to play the biggest game of the year. It's a fantastic place to be, but things are going well. Injuries have cleared up, and it's all set up for Sunday.
Now, unfortunately, myself and Michael will never experience the feeling, but you have been in an Ireland final dressing room. You have listened to a Brian Cody team talk. What will be the very last thing he will say to his lads before they leave the dressing room? You know, they'll come thundering out onto the pitch. And is there one thing that he says that you go, Jesus Christ, I'm going to just run through that wall?
Well, would you believe it? Like, there's actually not...
Don't tell me that. I wanted a big scoop here.
I know you did, yeah. But I could lie to you and tell you something, but the talking is actually happening now. The players will have a meeting on Monday night, and they'll go through everything, and... You know, they'll be honest with themselves, and they'll throw things out on the table, and it'll literally come down to Brian Cody on Friday night, and that's where he does his talking. Is on Friday night, he names the team, he goes through what's happened, goes through the tactics, and then he'll talk about Kilkenny, he'll talk about tradition, he'll talk about what is going on in the moment. He won't go into the past. He'll just be honest and say what is actually happening now for this team against this Tipperary team, and they will have aspects of the Tipperary team that they'll throw in that they don't like, that they'll try to get them revved up. And then on the day in Croke Park, he'll go around to every player and he'll talk about their good attributes. Remember, he's come down to me and just say, look, be buzzing around the place. No, make it difficult. You know, don't stop. Just keep going. You see about Henry catching ball. You see about JJ, you know, flicking and hooking. Just talk about the good attributes. And the subs then used to laugh. He'd say, you know, be ready. You know, we'd be kind of skitting whoever was a sub. You know, be ready. Yeah, right, whatever. We're not playing, but, you know, to be a bit of a crack, you know, after. But then, look, you're in the warm-up area and literally... Players do take over. It kind of comes, it's not force, it just comes out. People just kind of talk, and statements will be made, statements will be seen, and there'll be a good vibe. Lads will be bouncing off each other, and Cody will be in the middle of it, and he'll be spitting on his two hands, and he'll be rubbing his chest, and he'll be red-faced, and he'll be driving it as well. But he won't be saying much, but he'll be just saying, listen, lads, take it in, and then out the door, and then... The fire then in the melting pot.
Yeah, well, you've got me excited now. I actually like the old style team talks. Michael Mulville, what type of game can we expect? We've got two teams here that tactically we're not talking about a Limerick or a Wexford, where, you know, we will have sweepers and stuff like that. So, is it going to be kind of an old style traditional high scoring shootout? Do you think?
Yeah, I'm not sure about a shootout, but I think it will be like the Kilkenny Tipperary finals of old. We had some great finals there in the early parts of this decade, where there was nothing between the teams and there was huge physicality, and there was, I suppose, proper conventional hurling on show. They're both very conventional styles, and you compare them to the rest of the country and teams that have come out of the woodwork in the last couple of years. Tipperary and Kilkenny have always pretty much played the same style of hurling. And Kilkenny really pride themselves on that work rate and their physicality. And it's very contrasting, whereas Tip are all about free-flowing hurling, looking well, getting nice scores. I think that's where Tipperary have always shown their class, I suppose. And it's hard to argue that they're not the best hurlers in the country, but they're probably let down by their physicality at times. So I think that's what Kilkenny will be looking to, looking at as a point of weakness in Tipperary. We saw in the Munster final against Limerick that Tipperary, they couldn't handle the work rate from Limerick, and they're really out muscled all over the field. But I think if they've learned from that, and Tipperary play play quite a similar style to Limerick in some ways, that they're very physical around the middle of the field, I think that's what caught Tipperary last. So if they learn from that, which they seem to against Wexford in the semi-final, I think they could have the edge here.
Now, you said earlier in the show that one of your favourite moments of the championship was Limerick's Munster final win over Tipperary. Did any part of you that day walking out say to yourself, Tipperary could still win the All-Ireland?
I don't think so, no. I'd say that day we were kind of caught up in how good Limerick were that
day. Sure, it was over. We were handing the Lee McCarthy to Limerick that day.
Exactly, and I don't think many people would have argued that day that Limerick looked by far and away the best team in Ireland, but obviously Kilkenny had something to say about that. But I think Tipperary, since then, they kind of struggled against Leash, but that was a bit of a nothing game. You've nothing to gain from them type of matches. If you win by 30 points, oh yeah, sure, it's only Leash. If you win by a couple of points, you should have won by more. But the Wexford game, what they showed that day was that they do have that work rate, they do have that heart, which was lacking in the Munster final. And I think if they can bring that through, I think they have the better hurlers than Kilkenny. So if they can get to the same pitch as Kilkenny, I think they have a great chance.
Yeah, no, I think I tend to agree with you. Aidan, any value here in the man of the match or goal scorer markets?
Yeah, just looking at it, like man of the match, you talk about our earnings. Sometimes they can throw up a strange man of the match. You remember Shane O'Donnell just getting the start, scoring three goals, Walter Welsh. You know, even myself, I was kind of under the cosh a bit and wasn't noticed. And sometimes it is someone
what
like
price,
that.
What
that
price were you, I wonder? Would we have got 66s, would we?
I was 16 to 1.
Ah, Lord. Jeez, I was expecting a bit more value than that.
Did
the Fogarty family have a few quid on?
They didn't know, would you believe? They didn't have faith in me. A relation of mine did. And he bought me one pint afterwards. God, he was generous. But so I remember that all right. But it could be someone out of the blue. Adrian Mullen at 16 to 1, new kid on the block. He could turn up another final day. But one thing I did like was any Ballyhale player, man in the match at 3 to 1.
So who have we got?
You have Colin Fennelly, you have Adrian Mullen, you have TJ Reid, probably the three best forwards for Kilkenny at the minute. And you have Joey Holden at the back, and he's chomping at the bit. Has to be after that 2016 final. You know, Seamus Callan took it for 13 points. He has to be chomping at the bit. So, you know, you have four players there on a team. If they win their Ireland, possible man of the matches, 3-1.
Yeah, I like the way you're thinking there. Yeah, you're giving yourself every chance. Michael, any value in the man of the match or goal scorer markets?
The two that stood out for me in the man of the match market were the two McGraths, Noel and John. I think John would be very disappointed with the red card he got the last day. He kind of let himself down, and there's always kind of a bit of a story behind these man of the match ones. I think if John was having a big performance, they'd look at how well he's recovered since that red card. So I think he's probably a bit big at 16-1. And the other one is Noel McGrath. Again, he's been instrumental to Tipperary this year. So I think if they're to get over the line, I think he'll have a massive part to play.
Okay, so the two McGraths, Noel and John, for Michael in the Man of the Match markets. Right, lads, time to get down to the nitty-gritty. Aidan Fogarty, who wins the 2019 All-Ireland Hurling Final? Now, I want heart and head saying the same thing here.
No, it is heart and head saying the same thing. I think Kilkenny will win it. I think they're coming at the right stage. You know, if it's a gallery, actually. If you look at Kilkenny through the year, they lost the four league games, won only one league game and won another against Cork, which was a nothing match. They've lost two championship games and drew one, and they're in the All-Ireland final. And after that Leinster final, I think Kilkenny really got themselves together. And I think Brian Coney sat himself down and said, look, there's more in this team. And they're after getting all their players back. I think they're playing to a kind of a pattern now themselves. The six backs know what they have to do. They're putting their own game plan on the pitch themselves. I think their forwards And their team selection, you mentioned it already, their team selection is more consistent. So they know how to play with each other. And now there's a belief in them. That Cork game, getting over that Cork game is huge, you know, and they're the underdog. And, you know, I won't say their own county is against them, but their own county didn't believe they'd be in their Ireland final. And that doesn't sit well with any team, and it definitely doesn't sit with a Kilkenny team. And if you look at the Tipperary side of things, they beat a Cork team, which could beat anyone and also lose to anyone. They bet a poor Waterford team this year. A Clare team, who were intent on nearly beating themselves, got beaten well against the only challenge they came up against, which was Limerick, and Leash they struggled over, and then Wexford. Now, Wexford, they will take a bit of confidence from the Wexford game, 5 points down and 14 men, so they will take a bit of confidence from that. But I think with the Kilkenny mantra, with their fresh, there seem to be fresher legs. There's nine from the 2016 Ireland final in Tipperary of 13. So I think Kilkenny have the stronger legs in them to run at that Tipperary defence. And really, it's going to come down, like, you're going to have your tactics, you're going to have your matchups in Colin Fennelly on James Barry. The two for fours are going to be crucial. Canlan on Hugh Lawler. But I think they're going to put Conor Brown, Man Mark, and Noel McGrath. And Noel McGrath makes this team kind of tick. He was taken off when it was going tough in the Munster final. And I think to keep him quiet is crucial. And Conor McGrath, I think, will do it. And I think just the belief and the ferocity, the Brian Cody thing, I think it's just going to be pure raw emotion and intensity. And to stop them forwards ticking, it's going to come down to a dogfight. And if it comes down to a dogfight, then Kenny will win it. And there's also a small fact about Brian Cody, I think, and Liam Sheedy from 2010. I think there's unfinished business there. Sheedy left, and by right, all grand and never, but I think Cody will still have that little beanie's bonnet, and he will drive in this team to a next level, and I just think Kenny will win it on the day.
Okay, yeah, some very valid points there. I was all over Tipperary at the start of the podcast. Now I'm starting to doubt myself. Michael, can you convince me either way?
Yeah, it's very hard to argue with that now, to be honest. But I think on the Monday after the semi-final weekend, I kind of sat down and had a bit of a think about it, and I couldn't see any other results other than Tipperary winning the All-Ireland. I just thought that weekend they looked a better team, and there was a bit of me that said Limerick didn't hit their level, so I wasn't that convinced on Kilkenny. But since then, I kind of thought, like, I've spoken to a couple of Limerick lads and watched the Limerick-Kilkenny game back since, and Kilkenny just came out and hit Limerick like an absolute train that day. Limerick didn't know what to do, and their physicality, it showed from the start that Kilkenny's start, they just blew Limerick away early on, and Limerick were probably lucky to get back into the game with a fairly dubious penalty, and they kind of got going towards the end. But I think Kilkenny had the game almost won at that from that early start. Saying that, I think there is very little between them, and I think Tipperary will now be ready for that physicality, and they'll know what they expect from Kilkenny. They're used to playing Kilkenny, and plenty of these lads have All-Ireland experience against Kilkenny, so I think they'll be ready for that challenge. And given that, I think their forward line is going to be too hard to stop. I think the Tipperary defence, they have a very strong half-back line with the Mahers, and you've got Kyle Barra coming back now, so I think they'll be okay in stopping the Kilkenny attack, but I don't think the Kilkenny defenders have the ability to stop that Tipperary forward line. They scored 128 against a very good Wexford side last time, and you can see any of the Tip forwards shooting the lights out on any given day. They just have that ability. When you've Callan inside, that it will always pop up with a goal, and you've a couple of lads like that. I think you've more lads on the Tip side than Kilkenny, so I think that just about shades it. But saying that, I think if I was to have a bet on the game at the moment, it would be have a small bet on the draw.
Oh no. Don't tell me that. The draw.
Yeah. We've had three draws in the last decade, and the average margin, if you take out the replays, is 3.4 points in the final. So finals are generally very close. You saw even last year, Limerick looked home and hose, but as finals happened, Galway nearly clawed their way back into the game and were probably deserving of a draw for a finish. So I think this could be another one.
Okay, when you said draw, immediately my reaction when anybody says a draw is that basically means you don't know. I don't know who's going to win. I have no opinion. But in fairness, you've backed up your point quite strongly. Three draws in the last decade. 3.4 is the winning margin. So I'm going to allow you to tip the draw. Okay, I'm going to let it go this time, but only this time. Right, Damien Fitzgerald, who wins and why?
Well, I suppose I'm a bit biased, but I think Tip will win. I think they're just a slightly better team. I think they have a bit more than Kilkenny. I think the Kilkenny full back line will be a worry for them. I think if Tip can get enough ball into their full forward line, I think they could really put up a kind of a big score on them. And well, I wouldn't be surprised when Tip have tended to beat Kilkenny in All-Irelands recently, they've tended to do it fairly well. If it's a close game, like obviously Kilkenny have a good chance, and I don't think Tip are definitely going to win or anything, but I think there is a chance Tip just pull away from them near the end of the match. So -6 is 3-1, and I'd be kind of looking at that. I think if Tip win, there's a good chance that they win it fairly easily.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with you there. And the best bets on the coupon, lads, I'm going to get the ball rolling here because I think there's a wrong price. We've been waxing lyrical over TJ Reid, and obviously, you know, he's probably going to be the hurler of the year. But just in the match betting with Paddy Power, TJ Reid against Jason Ford, which I thought would be roughly evens each of two, 4-7 TJ Reid to score more than Jason Ford, I think is too short. And I would be on the other side because I fancy Tipperary, and I think Jason Ford at 5-4 to score more than TJ Reid, I think that's a decent price. He's got 2.59. He's averaging 9.28 a game. Now, obviously, Kilkenny with TJ Reid, he's averaging 12.42 points a game. But I just think if Tipperary are to win, I think they'll win comfortably. And with that in mind, I think Ford's frees are going to be crucial. So I'm going to go for Jason Ford to score more than TJ Reid at 5-4 with Paddy Power. Aidan Fogarty, your best bet on the coupon?
Yeah, I can see your points about Jason Ford, all right? But look, I think if Kilkenny are going to win this game, they're going to have to bring it down to a dogfight. I think with Tipperary, any of the games they've won, they've scored more than 30 points. So they're going to have to keep it. It's going to be high scoring, but they're going to have to keep Tipperary under 30 points. The Limerick game was 121-217. So Kilkenny didn't really allow them, you know, the high scoring margin. So under 53.5 points at 5-6. If Kilkenny are going to win this game, they're going to have to keep it low scoring. So that's my best bet in the coupon.
Damien Fitzgerald.
My favourite bet is Tip over 27.5 points at evens.
Yeah, I like that one as well. I think it could be fairly high scoring. Michael Mulvihill.
So I think the best bet is Tipperary draw no bet at 4-6. I don't see Kilkenny winning it. I do think there's a fair chance at a draw. I think if it's going to go either way, it's going to be Tipperary. So I go to draw no bet at 4-6.
Okay, and so your ideal result here is a draw, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I'd fancy Kilkenny to actually win a replay as well. So I think I'm not sure exactly what the.
Oh, Lord. Jeez, you're adding on another game already.
Yeah, it's 18-1 Kilkenny to win after a replay. So maybe that's worth a slight bet if you fancy the draw.
Well, in fairness, I can see the point there. If the draw is 8-1 on Sunday and they're 18-1 to win a replay. Like that's too big, obviously, because it's going to be roughly evens each of two again. I don't know. That's interesting. Yeah. Okie dokes. All that's left to do now is reveal our final best bets of the All-Ireland Hurling Final.
This will not be beaten.
Okay, I'm going to get the ball rolling here. Jason Ford to score more than TJ Reid, 5-4. Paddy Power, get on. Damien Fitzgerald.
Tip over 27.5 points evens.
Aidan Fogarty.
Any Ballyhale player to get man of the match at 3-1.
Excellent. Michael Mulvihill.
Tipperary draw no bet at 4-6.
Brilliant stuff. So that is our final hurling podcast of the 2019 Championship. My thanks to Aidan Fogarty, who has been absolutely terrific throughout the year. I don't think we're going to get him next year because the Sunday game are going to be calling. They're going to want to get rid of all those old stagers that are sitting down there for too long. They're going to want Aidan Fogarty. But if he does join the Sunday game, Aidan, remember who found you first. Also, my thanks to Michael Mulvihill, who for his expert insight into the All-Ireland Final and all his thoughts throughout the year, and to Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors, Paddy Power. I've been David Jennings from the Racing Post. Don't forget to join us in a fortnight's time when we'll be previewing the 2019 All-Ireland Football Final.
Check out Paddy's Rewards Club. Simply place 5 bets of £10 or more across any sport in a week, and you'll get a free £10 bet then next week. T&Cs apply. 18+. BGambleAware.org.